Time now for our daily tech and business report. And today we are joined by Dana Wolman, senior editor at Bloomberg. And Google has released a Gemini app for Mac, giving users AI access right from their desktop. So, Dana, what's the significance of Google giving Mac users this access?
So Google, which has been enjoying a lot of momentum around its AI efforts, especially for the past few months, is still locked in a really tight competition with other really big names in AI. Of course, OpenAI, which makes ChatGPT, Anthropic, which makes Claude. And one way to drive engagement, drive growth in users, is to release desktop apps, just so that you're not asking users only to summon the AI assistant, whichever brand it is, through a smartphone. So Google has been making up for lost time. This week it released a Windows app and today a Mac OS app. And it is playing catch up. OpenAI and Anthropic both had already offered similar kinds of apps for both Windows and Mac OS.
What are we able to do from this app?
So for starters, you could do anything that you would be doing with Gemini on a smartphone. That includes writing emails, help drafting reports, even planning vacations. But you can also give the assistant permission to analyze what's on your screen in front of you. So it can look at files you have open, other application windows. And for instance, you might be looking at a big report for work and you could ask it to help summarize it for you.
And is there a fee for this or do they have different levels?
So the app is available as a free download. So Google is making it widely available. But to your point, there are various tiers really ranging widely in price, offering a really wide set of features or walling off features for different users depending on what they're willing to pay each month.
And are the prices competitive with OpenAI and others?
I would say so, yes. But I think all of them have an interest in getting these apps out there, at least the apps themselves out there for free, just to push engagement. It is sort of an arms race right now in terms of all of them wanting to rack up as many active users as possible. Although, just to be clear, companies like Google and OpenAI do measure those users a little bit differently. So we're very careful about doing an apples-to-apples comparison in our reports. But it is fair to say that they are locked in a really competitive arms race.
You mentioned that they might be a little behind. What do they need to do to catch up? And will this analyze feature on the app where it asks you if you want to have your stuff analyzed, will that help them catch up?
You know, so one thing that isn't measured in the monthly active users number, which is Google's way of measuring engagement for Gemini, that doesn't even really count all the people who perform Google searches and are still interacting in some form with Google's AI, even in the form of search summaries, AI mode for Google. So you might be using that all the time, even if you've never downloaded Gemini, which is a really interesting thing. I think the that particular number of people who use Gemini actually undercounts all the people who are encountering Google's AI products on a daily basis and not even necessarily giving it much thought and haven't downloaded any apps, whether it's on the smartphone or a desktop platform like Mac OS.
That's fascinating because if you take that into account, they should be ahead of everybody or ahead of a lot of people.
It's certainly a competitive advantage, right? I mean, I do think the way AI functions in Google search does function in a way that can whet people's appetites. It might not have occurred to someone to download Google Gemini on their smartphone or their Windows or Mac machine. But I do think that the way they interact with AI, just through simple everyday searches, might give people a sense of what the technology is all about before they're really ready to commit to it.
Thank you so much for your expertise. We've been joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dana Wolman, a senior editor at Bloomberg, and you can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.